The city of Marinette is moving forward with plans to revitalize its downtown. At a recent public meeting, representatives from Ayers and Associates outlined the Main Street reconstruction project. Main Street is currently in poor shape and in need of a complete overhaul. Civil engineer Trace Hubbard from Ayers and Associates shared more details at the meeting.
Very poor condition, basically at the point where another year and there really aren't any more Band-Aids to put on Main Street at this point. It's gotten to that bad. Pedestrian accommodations are substandard, seriously lacking out there. Underground utilities are aged. They're at the end of their life, need to be replaced. The Main Street project is kind of focused on a revitalization of the downtown Marinette along with the Ludington project. Kind of renew everything down there, make it look nice.
Construction on Marinette's Main Street will soon begin in phases. Crews from Barley's will start at Wells Street, while another team works back in the direction of Hall Avenue. The project is all part of the city's downtown revitalization plan.
Reconstruction, what we mean is the entire existing roadway is excavated, the existing base course, so the gravel underneath is pulled out. All the utilities that the city of Marinette owns are being replaced. All the services up to the right-of-way that serve all the buildings are being replaced. All new concrete, all new curb, all new base, as well as some streetscaping features that you can kind of see in the displays, trees, some shrubs, some colored concrete to improve everything down there. It also includes all new street lighting, LED ornamental street lighting, kind of historic looking that'll tie in with the lighting.
Main Street in Marinette will be closed to traffic started July 28th as a major reconstruction project gets underway. Crews will work in phases, keeping pedestrian access open when possible, though some temporary disruptions are expected. Businesses will receive advance notice about any water service interruptions, and concrete work may temporarily limit entryways. The city plans to provide weekly updates, and signs will help guide customers to open businesses throughout the construction. For Bay Cities Radio, I'm Melissa Ebsch.